So I wanted to run through a few of the papers that you've been involved with and also some other papers I just kind of curious about. Beginning, you had a couple of papers I found interesting, using metaphors to explain molecular testing to cancer patients. Can you talk about this work and what you saw there?
Sure. So as we talk about genome testing and results of genomic testing and what it means to patients, we did a study in our institution where it was very clear that it was not easy for patients to understand, and there is a subset of patients who have a hard time understanding what a mutation is, what a driver mutation is, and therefore we felt that it'll be helpful to develop some terminologies. And in this study, we had some investigators, we went to them and asked them, how do you explain molecular testing to your patients? And then we studied patients who were given those analogies and see which of those metaphors resonated more with them. And that's what this paper was. It's a small group of patients, but what we felt was when you use certain examples, for example, I often use the situation of a driver and a bus. If you're in a bus and the bus is going down fast, the best way to stop it is by, you know, the mutation is the driver in this case. The driver is responsible for the bus going fast, and the targeted therapies end up working at the level of the driver. So using those kind of examples, we felt resulted in a better understanding by the patients about what the whole genomic testing and treatment options based on that are about.
And from your own experience with your own patients, what do you find, you know, works best?
I use either the driver analogy, or I also use the switch on, switch off. I tell them, think about cancer cells as a room full of wires, and there is a switch to turn on and off. And the mutation in your case is the switch that keeping the lights on. And by using a drug to switch off, you can actually turn the lights off, and therefore the cancer cell could die.